Dr. Jody Hilty is the president and chief scientist at the Yellowstone to Yukon Conservation Initiative. She joins me on the show once again. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. You're going to be presenting on Friday evening at the White Museum. Your talk's called Climate Change in National Parks and Large Landscape Conservation. What are you going to be speaking to?
Well, I'm going to be talking about how important national parks are, given that climate change is happening. These protected areas are absolutely essential for wildlife as they begin to sort out the impacts of climate change, but also how they're not enough and how we really have to think about large landscape conservation in order to conserve critters over time and space, given that climate change is happening.
Is there a particular reason you're doing this kind of talk right now? I mean, where are we at as far as climate change in Canada and in national parks?
Yeah, well, it's actually a really opportune time. COP21, the agreements that were made in Paris and that were just recently signed by both countries, commit both to mitigation and also to climate change adaptation, helping humans and biodiversity really adapt over time. And so I think it's a really important time to talk about, well, what does that actually mean when it hits the ground? Here in the Bow Valley, we're experiencing an incredibly warm spring.
Mm-hmm.
We can't assign any particular climate event to climate change, but certainly the trends suggest that this is something that we're going to see more of in the future.
So how do wildlife adapt to climate change, especially the type that live in a Banff National Park?
One of the things that I think is really neat about mountain ecosystems like the Yellowstone to Yukon is that there's a lot of possibility for wildlife. They can go to a different aspect. They can also move up or down, and they can move to different microclimates, if you will, that can help them to survive as the climate shifts over time. And so really, the extremes matter, the extreme warm, the extreme cold. And what we'll see over time is that those extremes really determine the new distributions of animals.
The floods from a few years back, the trend towards warmer temperatures. I mean, those are sort of quantifiable things that people can notice. What are some of the things that we might not be noticing that are effects of climate change that are happening right now in our backyard?
Things that are more subtle are things like when we're seeing the first migrant birds come into our communities, on average, is much earlier than it has been. Likewise, the early spring green up, the first aspen buds that we're seeing and things like that is moving earlier. We might remember last year, we had big fires and a lot of smoke coming into our valley. We're also seeing more and larger forest fires compared to a number of years ago. So those are just some of the kinds of things that are starting to occur that maybe really aren't on our conscious radar screen, but are certainly relevant to climate change.
Climate change in national parks and large landscape conservation, White Museum this Friday at 7 o'clock. It is a free event, part of the Y2Y and White Speaker Series. So I understand this is going to be a series of talks?
This is the first talk, and we have, I believe, four more planned throughout the year with the White Museum.
Fantastic. Dr. Jody Hilty from Y2Y, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.